factions in Yemen. The UN Wednesday circulated a draft agreement, including a post-war political framework, a reopening of the Sana'a airport, and a plan for the contested port city of Hodeidah. Hanan El-Badawi is a spokesperson for UN Special Envoy Martin Griffiths.
We are hoping to receive the responses from the two parties by the end of today. And today, for us, never ends until we announce the closing tomorrow at 11 a.m.
The statement has raised expectations of a breakthrough to end the four-year conflict that has devastated an already impoverished nation, leaving thousands dead and millions facing famine. Both sides have exchanged lists of prisoners and pledged to resume oil and gas exports. The Saudi-backed coalition has been under growing international pressure to end the conflict following the October murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. That prompted the U.S. Senate to take up a resolution ending U.S. support for the coalition. Jean Shaheen is a senator from New Hampshire.
This is not going away. This is something we are going to continue to work at because people need to be held accountable for what's happened. And this is a bipartisan effort that will continue.
Wednesday's Senate vote clears the way for it to advance, but the House of Representatives is not likely to take up the issue this month. At least 9 people were killed, more than 40 injured in Turkey when a high-speed train collided with the locomotive and crashed into a station platform and overpass outside Ankara Thursday. Turkey's state-run news agency says authorities have detained 3 state railway agency employees suspected of negligence. President Erdogan vowed a thorough investigation. Police continue their manhunt for a suspect in the shooting deaths of 2 people in Tuesday's attack on a Christmas market in Strasbourg, France. This is VOA News. An early morning warehouse fire in Kinshasa has destroyed thousands of voting machines and other election materials that were to be used in Congo's upcoming presidential